Anglican bishops, and the gay issue.
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker and author from Australia. Well, Ken, in America recently, a part of the Episcopal Church voted to ordain a gay bishop. Now, why do you think these learned men, who obviously know the Bible, would do such a thing?
Well, from my nearly 30 years' experience in the creation ministry, I've found that the majority of Christian leaders in our Western world have a thing in common. They've compromised God's word with man's fallible teachings concerning millions of years and evolutionary ideas. Now, I'd be prepared to go out on a limb and say that for these bishops to agree to ordain a gay colleague, they certainly mustn't believe Genesis chapters 1 through 11 as literal history. If they did, they'd know that the first marriage was a literal man and a literal woman. But like many church leaders, sadly, these men will have probably compromised Genesis by reinterpreting it based on evolutionary geology and biology. Of course, if they reinterpret the history in Genesis to fit with man's fallible ideas, they'll ultimately become consistent and thus reinterpret the Bible's morality this way as well. I suggest that the ultimate reason this gay bishop was ordained was because God's word was not taken as literal history, as it should be, in Genesis chapters 1 through 11.
Ken Ham has written a new booklet on the true history of the world, from Genesis to Revelation. For some fascinating reading, go to our website, answersradio.com, and read Ken's new booklet.